Okay, you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington today, Monday, January the 2nd of 2023. And this is Live Talk. I'm your host, Evans Zininga. Tonight, we have the pleasure of bringing you the very, very first show after the holidays, after the Christmas breaks and the New Year's seasons. We are here, and tonight we are going to be talking about how people are looking forward to the year 2023 amid the many challenges in Zimbabwe that people talked about in 2022. Talk of New Year's resolutions and expectations. Where is Zimbabwe heading to in 2023? Will this economy improve this year? We are about to find out how many so-called mega deals will be signed this time around, and will there be some kind of flow of foreign direct investment into Zimbabwe this year? How about job creation and other key issues? The schools are opening soon, and some parents are concerned about lack of tuition and other basic necessities for their children. The government claimed that education will be free in 2023. Will this be achieved by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government amid all these economic stagnation and elections that are set to take center stage sometime this year? Teachers are also facing serious issues, including low pay. The situation is also chaotic at tertiary institutions where students protested most of the time last year, demanding better education and low tuition fees. Will the government act on this in 2023? Looking at politics as well, we have the job seekers still in locked up in prison at Chikurubi Maximum Security Prison. It's now almost 7 months, running 200 days plus. He is facing charges of inciting violence, and his trial is expected to start tomorrow. Sikala dropped a bombshell at the weekend, saying he is sick and suspects that he has cancer of the colon in his detailed letter to the public. He said he is prepared to die for the people of Zimbabwe. This and more coming up tonight on this show. Vatereri tinokukwazisai ndokuchingamidzai pano pa Studio 7 Live Talk. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chekutanga tanga kubva tabva kuzororo rekisimusi tapinda mugore dzva. Tiri kutarisa shuviro netarisiro dzemhuri yeZimbabwe mugore ra 2023. Tave nemazuva maviri tapinda tinoti makorokoto egore dzva kwamuri mese. Vazhinji vane mibvunzo kuti nyika ichafamba sei mugore rino munyaya dzezvemari, hupfumi, mari ichawanikwa here inokwana munyika, mabasa achawanikwa here, zvekudya zvekupfeka nezvikwanisiro zvacho, kushayikwa kwemagetsi nezvimwe takanzwa kuti dhamu guru rekariba rave nemvura shoma. Haisati yanaya here, tichanzwawo vezvikoro tinonzwa kuti zvave pedyo kuvhurwa svondo rinouya nemuvhuro. Ichange iri bata murefu, bata mupfupi negadziriro. Vabereki, makachengeta mari dzevana here dzechikoro? Iwo mafees acho ari kukwirawo zvakadini? Gore rakapera rakapera huri hwakiti nagonzo kuvabereki nezvikoro, kuvadzidzisi nehurumende. Nenyaya yemihoro kumayunivhesiti takaona kuratidzira kwakawanda. Mubvunzo woti 2023 ichazovei? Titarisewo nyaya yesarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika nevanomirira mudare reparamende nedzemakanzura. Dzichabudirira here? Mirizhonga irimo mune zvematongerwo enyika icharamba iripo here? Ichamira zvaita sei? Vamwe vachiti mumatirongo vachiri mumatirongo vakaita sana job sikala vebato rinopikisa reCCC vari mukati izvezvi mazuva atove mazana maviri anoraudzira. Isu redu basa ndere kubvunza kuti zvichafamba sei. Tiri kunzwa mazuva ano pese pese vanhu vari kungobvunzana kuti naimi saka muchaita sei. Isuwo nhasi tobvunzawo kuti koimi nai muchaita sei nenyika yeZimbabwe. We kick off tonight's show with a story on a Zimbabwean-born researcher Dr. Sikulile Moyo, who worked with his colleagues in Botswana and isolated the Omicron COVID-19 variant. He was recently awarded US $50,000 by the Zimbabwean government, rated among the top 100 most influential people by African Magazine, had his work admired by Presidents Mokgweetsi Masisi of Botswana and former President Festus Mogae. He received the prestigious German Africa Foundation Award as well. And apart from that, Dr. Moyo received the Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award. Dr. Moyo's research on COVID-19 resulted in the development of the Omicron-adapted vaccines. He speaks to VOA Zimbabwe's Ezra Chisa Sibanda in this exclusive video.
We are always looking out why viruses are changing, how does it impact on treatment and new drugs. So that information is one that feeds into the clinical industry on making new vaccines and making new drugs or developing new tests. So that's why I'm studying the genetics of viruses. Pathogen genomics is the studying the genetics of viruses. Why do we do that? It's because it gives us an insight on how these organisms interact with the human body, and also that gives you an insight on how you can detect them, how you can treat them, how you can develop vaccines. So that's my passion.
Dr. Moyo, 2019, at the end of 2019, this
COVID-19. Botswana, either from Botswana or from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's not very important.
Yeah,
what's important? I'm an African. An African is raised by the whole village.
True.
Botswana embraced me and developed me as a scientist. And my home soil trained me and raised me up, and the families here. And Botswana gave me that environment, that training environment. So I appreciate both countries with all my heart. So for me, I don't count myself. I am a son of the soil. I'm proud to be Zimbabwean.
Yeah.
But I'm also proud to contribute in Botswana and what they've done for me.
To embrace you. And
to embrace me and give me an opportunity. I'm ready to work with them and collaborate and plant back in that community as well.
Yes.
So I'm proud to work for Botswana.
Yes, I was talking about in 2019 where they discovered the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
After
December 2019.
After hearing of that virus, what did you do as a researcher? You say, let me research on it.
Basically, because we know viruses are always changing. So one of the questions we ask ourselves is, here is a new virus. What are the potential questions we ask ourselves? One, we expect the virus will mutate, will gain new mutations. In other words, it will change itself. When it changes itself, it changes the way it interacts with the human cells. So it might either die off. Some viruses die off when they've made some changes, or it might become more virulent or become more infectious. Or when drugs are developed, there is what we call drug resistance variants. So we are looking forward for that. Why did we do that? Because we have learned from HIV. We have been studying HIV for many years. We look at the patterns of HIV and see if it has changed itself. Are the tests still working? Are the drugs still working? Will it infect more people faster or slower? And thus, we applied the same kind of approach to this new virus. We established what we call pathogen genomics.
That there was Dr. Sikulile Moyo, a science researcher, in an exclusive interview with Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Longu Dokotela Skulumile Moyo uabeza umkakawe COVID obizwa ngokuthi yo Omicron. Uwe athotha lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Siyabonga uChisa lapo. Beautiful stuff happening there. To help us discuss the 2023 resolutions and expectations, we are joined by human rights defender and legal expert Uvusumuzi Sibanda, who is the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum. We are also joined by Robson Chere, the Secretary General of Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or you might want to call it ATUS. Gentlemen, welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, and thank you for the invite.
Thank you for being here. Let's start with you, Dr. Sibanda. Please, why we love to hear your side first is we saw you recently on an interview in South Africa, where the issue of the Zimbabweans living in South Africa for permits and their establishment in South Africa is in dire straits. Tell us a little bit about that as we walk into 2023. What are we expecting to see happening in that side of the diaspora?
Well, what we can definitely say is that up to now, the minister has not really, you know, taken a firm decision as to what he's going to do, because not as many people applied for waivers and not as many people applied for the mainstream visas. But up to now, according to his word, the time stage in November, it was about 9,000 in total. But up to now, there has been not a single decision that has been made. And we also know that in November, the court proceedings in regard to the challenge against that particular decision was actually, you know, pushed back to February at the request of the minister. So one would assume that the minister is not, because if he was, I think, you know, genuine with that particular request and wanted more time, one would assume that by, you know, maybe December or so, he would have started releasing, you know, the outcomes of those permit applications or waiver applications, unless they are deciding on all of them at once and maybe want to make, you know, an announcement at the same time. But it is very, very, you know, worrying, because obviously we're talking about 178,000 people that were supposed to apply. So we can certainly assume that to a huge extent, maybe they wanted the court to make the decision, you know, on their behalf before they actually make any pronouncement.
That's a lot going on there. Ameno, munoona here paine zvinogona kuzokurumbidza zvaitika kuti vari ikoko vari kuzama kuwana mapepa evabatsirike nekuchimbidzika, kana kuti kwakutongogadzirira kurongedza vanhu vaende kumusha?
Chatiri kunga ndechekuti ivo Minister of Home Affairs ndofunga kuti vari kuda kuti nyaya iyi inge kukoti, kuitira kuti matare ave iwo achatonga kuti aiwa zvoitwa sei, nokuti ndokunga chiri kunyatsovatemesa musoro zvekare, inyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda havana kuaplya. Saka kana tikatarisa vanhu vanga vaaplya kusvika pahafu yegore regore rapera, hanzi tanga tine vanhu vanosvika 9,000 chete. Saka maonero atiri kuita ndokuti izvi zvamumaoko ematare, kuti ai iwo achataura kuti aiwa minista vakaita zvakanaka here kana kuti vakakanganisa, uye chavanofanirwa kuita ndechii.
Aha, aiwa, takunzwai papapo. Regai timbokubatai makadaro, tinzwewo zviri kuitika mukati memusha. Tonzwa kuti uri kubvira moto uko. Vachere, muri kundinzwa here?
Hongu, ndiri kukunzwai.
Right, regai tidzoke kumusha, titangire ipapo. Ndimi muri kumusha chaizvo, tinoziya muno sangano renyu rinomiririra varairidzi, kunyanya-nyanya vari kumaruwa. Ndizvo zvikoro zvaakuvhurwa izvisvondo rinouya, nyika ichichema zvimwe zvatinonzwa zvakawanda-wanda. Imi sevarairidzi mumire papi hoyo 2023?
Tinotenda zvikuru isu seamalgamated roads union of Zimbabwe, buka rinomirira varairidzi vose vemumaruwa Zimbabwe. Tiri kuona kotoro yedu yava pakati pekupayayapa yaenda kumvura yacheka makumbo kuti kotoro yekutanga itange. Zvino panguva inoi pane nyaya yekuti nyaya yemuhoro yatagara tinochema nayo inyaya iri kuda kugadziriswa. Varayiridzi vakambopiwa donasi muna Novemba nemuna Dhisemba yanga yakadamburwa yakasagwa, asi taakudzoka pareality yekamari kashoma katotambira ikako, katagara tichitaura kuna employer wedu anova hurumende kuti isu chatinoda hatidi kunge tichiwedzerwa mari, asi tinongoda kuti mari yedu idzoreredzwe payakanga iri panguva yataimbotambira mari yekuamerica muna 2018 yaiva iri 540. Saka tatarisana nenyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro, tinotoona kuti matambudziko atinawo sevashandi akawanda, akanyanyisa kunyanya nyaya yeurombo. Ndo nyaya yanyanya kutibata, asi tiri vashandi tiri kuti urombo hwedu huri kuramba huchiwedzera panguva ino. Zvinhu zviri kukwira mutengo, zviri kukwira mutengo. Takambowindiswa kunzi varairidzi titange tichikubhadharirai mafees ewana wenyu, asi gore rakasvika pakupera hazvina kuitika izvozvo. apa zvikoro zvakuvhurwa zvekare tikuona maboarding schools maschools majuju aichabandirawo mumaunited states dollars inotuma mwacho kutodarika chiuru zvichienda mberi apa murayiridzi haasi kuwanisa kubata bari iyoyo zvino varayiridzi vana wedu dambudziko yatana ndokuti even parikuvhurwa zvikoro vana wedu vatanga vatisingakwanisi kuenda futi kuzvikoro asitarisirwa kuti tinge tiri muzvikoro tichinodzidzisa vana vamwe wedu vari kudzimba saka isusu sangano tiri kuti nyaya iyoyo nyaya yemihoro hatisi kuzomboitora lightly uye faiti yedu yatagara tinoita panyaya yemihoro tiri kutoenderera mberi hurumende yakati ichabhadharira vanhu ichabhadharira dzidzo mahara asi izvi zvanguva nemazuva zvichitaurwa hakatye kutanga tinorayira gore
rakaperavachere mirai ndiri kubatei pamuromo zvishoma shoma muri kutaura nhau dzakawanda dzakakosha vanhu vanodzikawandisa vanhu vanozodzirasa taita muteereri ari kuteerera zvamuri kutaura ati ari kusouth africa ari kuda kukanda mazwi maviri ndokumbira gentlemen timbopabata ipapo tinzwa kuti muteereri wedu ari kuda kubvunza kuti kudii pamwe anoda mhinduro kubva kwamuri teererai tinzwe muripo here kola
nyapila unjani
ai nyapila baba unjani wena
hayi siyaphila
ukuphi wena
ngiseedurban
ehe banjani edurban impilo injani lapho edurban
no sisaphila siyaphila kakhulu
hayi siyabonga so please tell us what's your take what do you have to share what's your take on 2023 ungakhuluma
yabona ku 2023 with the current situation kubunzima ukuthi sisho ukuthi kuzoba nomehluko khona ngoba siya kuma vote izani PF is promising ezikade baqala ku promise but ikusasa lethu alithembise eZimbabwe one current government ayenze lutho and kungayiphutha ukuthi sithi ukukhona ukuhle abazosenzela khona kulonyaka akukho second ihope yethu bekuyikuthini maybe opposition they will come up kanti napho ke truly speaking ayikho into eclear abayipromisayo as to number one i-economical recovery plan yabo yes it promises yes it promising opposition party abanayo clear msakazi
aha nya siyabonga buti siyabonga buti
bathatha over kulonyaka like kuzovota bathatha over I understand ukuthi wena as someone who lives emazweni aphucukileyo you know what I'm talking about even ngikhuluma ngani ye economic recovery plan
ngiyakuzwa
kwa health they are not promising much but now it is unclear ukuthi it promise in free education baba thathisha kanjani as your opposition party nothing and forward sisiya ku 2023
iti uyibambe lapho budi isikati sethu sihambile
ayikho into ozothi
aw sorry budi our time is a little jealous there but I pick very important nuggets from what you are saying I hope vachere was listening you spoke very highly about economic recovery you spoke of is there a plan with the opposition fraternity in the politics of the country and you also say there is no plan in the current system to change things when we come back from the short break we're going to take I will throw this back at Lachere to see if you can also shed and respond to that we are going to take a quick short break and take this message on COVID-19 take heed it's still around we will be right back after this And for those just joining us, this is Live Talk. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And today, we're taking time to look at 2023. And we are streaming this show live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube as VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a quick dive back to our guest, Lachere. I hope you heard what the caller was saying there. He mentioned issues to do with education, breadbasket. He mentioned issues to do with the livelihoods of Zimbabweans, the mainstream workers. Please chip in. Where are we now? Where are we going?
Thank you so much. The current state that we have actually, as workers generally, we are living in abject poverty, Togo. Because of the salaries that we are earning, which are way below all the poverty that I'm like, and it's in a mockery now, because this situation is not only been now in the public sector only, but it is actually also going into other sectors as well, including the private sectors. And now the challenge now is that even our government, when it's failing to pay its own workers, now to come up, they don't have that moral obligation actually to meet even the private sector. So there's now a very huge difference between the rich and the poor. The rich are getting richer and richer due to the cartels. It's been to do with corruption that is there, and those who are politically connected are the ones who have the advantage to that. And now the poor, the majority of the workers, are becoming more and more poor. And I think it is high time that we as Zimbabweans, we as workers now, should now come together across all sectors, from all angles, come together now and demand our voice in terms of actually the fair treatment of workers. That is inside now, question that they must, the workers should be treated with dignity by even given meaningful remuneration. But mm-hmm. that is not the case now. So we need to speak with one voice, unity of purpose. And we are also coming at a time heading towards the election. You know very well that this year, in 2023, we are going to have an election. Talk about the by-election that happened last year. There was a political violence. And we are likely to experience more political violence since the road to the election itself has been marred by political violence.
Lachere, while you are there, you've just mentioned elections, and I'm thinking in my head, Lachere is here in a leading teachers organization, and here are elections. Where do you, as teachers and children in schools, come in the sphere of elections?
My election, one of a very important role to be also part of the election process. But we've seen the trend. Okay. We as teachers, we have been for a long time actually having issues with our employer in terms of the remuneration. And we've seen my government program like teachers were not deployed. They deliberately chose to deploy few teachers in the center, taking actually some other people from other sectors. But we also know very well that in the elections, past period, teachers have been displaced also through political violence, and they might not also be even displaced because already we have some of our members who were actually displaced from areas such as Gokwe, some of them being actually intimidated by even the candidates from the political parties, also labeling them and regime.
All right, we hear you there live and very clear, Lachere. Let me ask you to hold it right there, and we move back to the good doctor. I hear we managed to bring you back. Our phones are problems. No, Netsa has not turned out to Madzoka. Kana muri kundinzwa ndirikuti mumbodzoka zvakare tibate nyaya yekuti zvino zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze uko nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika makatarisana negore ra23 movakurudzira zvipi kuti upenyu hwavo huvewo huri nani huchiendeka kuenda kumberi.
Nemaonero edu tiri kuona kuti vana veZimbabwe vakatiza kubva kuZimbabwe nenyaya yekuti
apana chiripo munyika kwavari chingavabatsira nezvenyaya dzekuti politics neeconomics zvacho hadzina kumira zvakanaka. Saka kuti iko zvino titaure kana kuti tichione kuti pane zvimwe zvavangaita zvikuru ava vemaZEP kutongoti votonamata chaizvo kuti nyaya iyi yatakatarisana nayo kukoti iyi itapamba sei, nekuti tirikufunga kuti kana ichinge yatadza haikoti ichaapirwa zvekare yoenda kuSupreme Court of Appeal kupedzisira yasvika kuConstitutional Court, nokuti inyaya inofambidzana nezvekodzero dzevanhu. Saka inototorera yasvika kuConstitutional Court, zvokuti zvingatotora makore kana nyaya yacho yatosvika kukoti ichatotora makore akati wandei zvavo. Padambudziko ichange yave nyaya yekuti chii chicharwirwa kuti vanhu vawane, nekuti vanga vasina kupiwa mapemiti asi inzwire muromo chete rekuti aiwa vanofanirwa kugara muno kusvika muna June 2023. Nemeza ndiri kuti tiona mabhenki achivhara maakaunti avo uye pamwe parishungurudzwa nemapurisa.
That's a very important issue you touched there, about monies. What will people do if they wake up one morning and they can't access their money in the banks, yet they have to leave the country?
Well, look, the only thing that needs to be done is very unfortunate that banks act with quite some impunity here in South Africa. But we know that a lot of people may not know that there is a legal recourse, because the bank may not refuse with somebody's money. If they decide, the agreement is that if the bank decides that it wants to close somebody's account, they need to give that person, you know, their money. And therefore, those that have got money, they can always get counsel or legal advisors to approach the court on an urgent basis, so that at least, you know, their money is released. It is a costly exercise, but it is what is there. And I would believe that our organizations that are of a humanitarian nature are going to be taking this matter up, because it has been raised on a number of occasions, so that the banks can be stopped, you know, have a blanket stop on banks closing people's money in.
Aha, aiwa takunzwa ipapo. Nguva yedu inoita ichititira jealous. Regai tidzoke kuna vachere. Vachere, nguva yedu yakuzoenda kwatinonopedza chirongwa. I will need you to come in and in a nutshell, wrap up and give us your last thoughts as we look into 2023. Totangira ipapo tione kuti gore racho richafamba sei.
Thank you so much. At the moment, what we need is a unit of purpose in terms of looking even at our education, mainly in the education sector. Government must really, really prioritize this sector as we go into 2023 and put forward the steps that will save our education, which is now on the verge of collapse. We all witnessed the chaos that was marked by Zinsek in terms of even running our public examination last year. But it only needs a responsible authority to put up proper measures so that we safeguard the rigors that we have in our education sector as we go into this coming new year, 2023. And it also needs those who are presiding over the affairs of the education sector, including the government officials also, to restore confidence. They must also even bring in even their children. We must even have a policy where government officials will have their children in our schools.
Vachere, nguva yedu ine jealous.
Thank you.
Nguva yedu ine jealous, but I would like to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing and shedding on the thoughts and going ahead into the coming year, 2023. We are in and we look forward to see what's going to happen. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you all for the time and for coming onto the show. And please remember, our callers, we have our regular shows every day from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I am Evans Zininga saying good night, Zimbabwe. See you next time.